Welcome to this episode of Cook Revivals Presents. Today, Prophet Tracy Cook talks about going from the pit to the palace. Your pit is not permanent. God has a palace for you. Let's go now into this powerful message.
You don't got no troubles. All you need is faith in God.
God bless you. This is Prophet Tracy Allen Cook saying Jesus cares and Jesus loves you. I want to share a revelation with you that I believe that God's going to encourage you and provoke your faith. This is a time strategically where we're going to embrace the glory of God. In spite of what you see and hear, the God of miracles, the God of signs and wonders, is going to do it again for you and I. I believe that God has a miracle with your name on it. I mean, one of the characters that's so intriguing in the Bible is Joseph. Because you can relate so many areas of your own life personally with Joseph. Joseph's name means increase. I want you to say that with me today, increase. Joseph, we're going to talk about the life of Joseph, the character of Joseph, how you can maintain character and stay in a place where reference and your focus is on God. In spite of what you see, what you hear, don't be alarmed or dismayed. He's still the God of the miraculous. Luke 1:37, my favorite verse of the Bible, the 66 books of the Holy Canon, is Luke 1:37. Nothing's impossible with God. Why? He specializes in the impossible. Now, in Genesis chapter 37, I'll highlight several verses here. We're talking about going from the pit to the palace. That's exactly right. From the pit to the palace. Why? Because the pit is not permanent. It's not your permanent place of residence. So where the enemy is trying to fight your faith, trying to distort your joy, rob your hope, that's hope in believing, that's faith in trusting, and the victory, and you need to start prophesying victory. Why? Because victory is in the atmosphere now. It becomes the breeding grounds of miracle. I'm a product of my own environment, from Brother Shambach and so many other great men and women of God. The impartation, and at the end of this, I'm going to be praying for impartation for you as well, that you walk in the gifts of the Spirit, walk in the anointing of God, carry the kabod of the glory of the Lord. You are a harvester of revival. You are a purpose person. Now, Genesis chapter 37, verse 3. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and it made him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak with peace unto him. We see here in the 37th chapter the life that Joseph is getting ready to embark into. Anytime that God put greatness on you or you're anointed for greatness, is when envy and jealousy comes from not in the inner circle, but from the outside, and then it breathes itself on the inside. Nothing can come on the inside, first and foremost, without an invitation. So we need to understand what God is saying to us in the 21st century here, how the many of us have gone through the pit or the place of darkness or the place of brokenness, and how can we turn the brokenness into a place of praises. One of the theme songs that we do in our crusades or our revival, I give praises to his name, and we have rights to that. To use those songs, it's because when you get into a place of praise, it sets the atmosphere up for miracles. We become so distracted with the everyday cares of life that we don't realize that it's in the praises. And when you open up your mouth and begin to praise and magnify his name in spite of how you feel, then it takes you into the place that you can identify areas of your life. You've gone from praise to the outer court, the inner court, and the holiness of holiness. Will you tap into the glory of God? Joseph here, he's loved by his father Jacob, which we know Jacob was a supplanter, a deceiver, but God transformed his life, just like God's going to transform your life, like the caterpillar to the butterfly, the metamorphosis of change. So where you are cannot compare to you where you're going. Satan's not fighting from where you at, but what? Well, where are you going? You're not past possessed, you're future possessed. Say it with me. I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. I can be what God says I can be. Everything is going to be all right. Now, it may not feel all right. Your perception of it may not seem or even look right. But you got to analyze and look in the Word of God, and by His stripes, no matter what you're going through, whether it's a physical healing or emotional healing or whatever the case may be, God can take what you're going through and turn it around for your miracle. What we want to talk about is when you're destined for greatness, when you're chosen for a purpose. Why does the enemy send opposition against you? What's the purpose for opposition? Opposition, when it comes, is just an indication that you are really destined for greatness. So anytime the enemy puts up opposition against you, it's just an indication that you are birthed and destined for greatness. So don't get to a place where you allow the enemy to oppress you, discourage you in such a place. Realize every single opposition or attitude that shift is against you, and even familiar faces. David said, it wasn't a stranger that did me the greatest harm. It was the one that I ate at the table. So you got to realize that the anointing you carry does two things. It blesses people according to their needs, or it afflicts them according to their needs. Whatever is the greatest, the anointing you carry will even bless people in your circle and your surroundings, or it's going to afflict them and challenge them to make a better person out of them, or they're going to get to the place they have nothing else to do with you. It's not because of who you are, it's because of what you carry. You're carrying the glory of God. You're carrying you are a harvester of revival. I'm a revivalist. And carrying that anointing of revival, often in times, you have to understand that not everybody's going to parade you. Not everybody's going to lay a red carpet before your feet. But the challenges birth a champion. Because whom he calls, he equips. So Joseph here, in chapter 37 of the book of Genesis, we see where his father is in the old age, and there's only two children that are birthed out of Rachel and Jacob. So God has transformed Jacob to Israel, and now he is the blessing of the Lord. Now, Joseph's name means increase, the divine favor of God. How many is ready to increase today? You're tired of where you at? You're tired of fighting the battles and the circumstances are prophesying to you? Well, it's time I encourage you as a prophet of God. You start prophesying. You speak verbally to your atmosphere and say, thus saith the Lord. If my surroundings are not going to dictate me, but I'm going to dictate it by prophetically speaking to my surrounding. Joseph is in a place where divine favor is coming. The meaning of his name means increase. So it's God's desire to bring increase in your life. God doesn't have a problem getting well to you. Jack Cole Jr. said it to me one time as I was on my way to see Brother Shambach. He said, if the Lord can get it to you, can he get it through you? So God don't got a problem getting money to you or any other aspects of wealth that God put on you. Favor is greater than wealth. Favor has taken me in places that wealth couldn't take me. But favor brings wealth automatically. But Jack Cole told me one time, he said, if God can get it to you, can he get it through you? And that is so true, because God is ready to bring financial warriors and financial people to help advance the kingdom of God. Joseph here, his father made him a coat of many colors. Now, we're not going to get into the theology what the colors were. We're told they are red and purple, and colors do have a significant meaning. There's symbolism and types and shadows in the prophetic, and this is not that teaching. That's something else later I'll do about dreams, interpretation of dreams, the meaning of your dreams, the types and shadows of colors, because I've learned those by the presence of the Holy Spirit, how to interpret properly the types and the shadows, dreams and interpretations. Joseph, now notice this, in verse 4, the same chapter, and when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his children, they hated him. Now this wasn't Joseph's fault. Joseph had the character that God was ready to use. Don't let the anointing carry you, where character cannot keep you. So you learn what to do and not to do. And we all are on the potter's wheel trying to perfect this character, or what we call this dirt house or this flesh. Excuse me. But here we are. Joseph's father loved him more than his other. And it's because you have to understand, he's in his old age, and Joseph is a miracle child. The firstborn of Jacob. When I was talking about the firstborn, I'm talking about from Rachel, from the womb of Rachel. So now you have to understand too, Jacob, he worked hard to get Rachel, and that's a whole another story. 14 years for this one lady. So sisters, make sure you have somebody in your life that works hard for you. If they're not working hard for you, we won't go there. But anyways, that's another teaching by itself. But you get the point when I'm saying, in other words, women, know your value, know who you are. All right. Now, Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brother, and they hated him yet the more. Why? Your dreams are significant. Your dream is significant to the fact that it unlocks your destiny. There is a world full of dreamers, but very few interpreters. I was doing a tent revival because I'm a tent revivalist. And God spoke it one morning to me. He said, Tracy, there is a world full of dreamers, but very few interpreters. It's not enough to have a dream. You need somebody to come prophetically and apostolic that knows how to unlock that dream out of your life. So the first thing you need to understand, the first key I want to give to you, you're predestined for greatness. That has nothing to do with arrogance. It's confidence. You are anointed for greatness. Joseph had no idea that he was anointed for greatness, and God was preserving him just not to raise him up in Egypt, but to preserve and reserve Israel and his entire household, his family. So God will put you in predicaments to see how your precision is, slowness of spiritual perception, how your prophetic eyes are. That's the gift that we find in Ezekiel. It's the second gift, the line, which we understand that the line is what? Apostolic anointing. And the line is the prophetic anointing. And so let me take my time here and teach to you. The apostolic is the voice of the lion. The eagle, or the characteristic of the eagle, is the prophetic ministry. And the difference between the two is apostles build you, they did not bless you. Prophets affirm and confirm you. So you have the apostles that build you, they did not bless you. They're not going to tolerate your mess. They're going to get down to the root cause of it, and they're going to tell you like it really is. That's what a true office of an apostle is. They build you. Upon this church I build, what do you tell Peter? Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So God had to deal with the areas of Peter's life where he was cussing, where he was falling, and even denied in Christ. So apostles build you, prophets affirm and confirm. Even God said it to you, or yet is to reveal in your future. So the family of Joseph, his brothers, hated him even the more because they saw favoritism. Now, the favoritism hurt Joseph, but the father's intention was not to bring hurt to Joseph. It was a preparation for greatness. Anytime you're anointed for greatness, it attracts prosecution. There's blessing in your rejection. So don't try to run from prosecution. Praise your way through it. Don't try to exempt yourself from the valley. Learn revelation out of the valley. Every valley I've been through has learned me how to be still. Because God doesn't speak in the rushing streams of our lives. He speaks to us at that moment that we're still, and we can hear the still small voice of the Lord. So let's deal with this. Now, verses 24. He has this coat of many colors, which is a place of prestige and honor. It's a place of favor. Look at somebody saying, I'm walking in miracles. I'm walking in the favor of God. I know who I am. You got to know who you are, ladies and gentlemen. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, and child. Because we're going from the pit, because the pit is not what? Permit. It's not my permit residence. I can't help it that I'm favored by God. Whatever you've gone through. Remember this, one of the promises of the Lord, if you reign with him, you got to suffer with him. You suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. So you got to look at somebody near you and say, hey, I got the favor of God. Do it again, Lord. Hey, do it again. I got the favor of God. And when you got the favor of God, don't apologize for it. Walk in that anointing. Walk in that purpose. And don't be high-minded or prideful. You can be greatly anointed and still children can come to you and embrace you like they did with Christ. It's amazing how Christ was so anointed. He raised the dead and walked on the water, but yet children are coming to him and embracing him and sitting on his lap, and he's telling them about heaven. So you can be highly anointed, but yet humble at the same time. Learn those attributes and characteristics, ladies and gentlemen. So Joseph being more hated, not by his own omission, not by his own will. He's been looked into the eyes of his father, and his father has recognized him, that he is put aside in a different class, and now his brothers is rising up in jealousy, and now hatred is coming to them. And this is what they do. And they took him, listen to this, and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty. That's a place prophetically that God would take you when he puts a wall between you and you, your surroundings. He'll cut off communication. He'll cut off people from around you. And it seemed like you're in a place of isolation. But out of isolation comes revelation. That place of darkness. It may look the darkest hour, but Psalm 30:5 said, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And God's going to take their tears and make it out of a memorial where it becomes a stepping stone to your breakthrough, because it's all working together for the good. Romans 8:28, 30, and 31, all is working for your good. So don't you give up on a brick of a miracle. Won't you stop right now and lift your hands and say, I'm favored by God. Do it again, Lord. Put your hands over your heart and say, I've got the favor of the Lord on my life. I've got God's favor. I've got his beck. I've got his back. I'm at his beck and call. I've got his favor. And when you're walking in the favor, if God be for you, who can be against you? So I'm going to highlight some of these keys. So unlock your purpose, bring you into your destiny, because you are like Joseph. Joseph now is being betrayed, or he's been prosecuted by his own brethren. And here he is. The Bible says he's thrown in a pit. But before you can understand the significance of the pit, look at the force that they did to Joseph. All his brothers had to jump on him, punch him, and beat on him. And here he is, not knowing why he's been fought. Why are they coming against him? He doesn't recognize him. He's the one that's chosen. And many times you don't recognize when you're chosen. You're the least one in the room that recognize you're the David in the room. And you don't wish that you wish not that you're the chosen of the Lord. You've got to understand that God chooses whom he wants. Many are called, but few are what? Chosen. So you're coming out of hiding today. You're coming out of brokenness today. Doesn't matter what God asks you to do, rise up and do it. I'm talking to preachers. I'm talking to worship leader, praise leader, intercessors. Rise up and seize the moment. Seize the occasion. God's going to do miracles for you. And it's a time of signs, wonders, and miracles. And here he is. Joseph is hated without a cause. He's hated and not knowing why he's hated. He didn't ask for the coat of many colors. It was a place of honor and place of validation. And whatever God orchestrated, ordained for you, walk in it. And believe me, whoever leaves you, God's got better people to come in your life. Matter of fact, you really can't go to the next level of fellowship and relationship until some folks leave you, because you can't carry everybody where you got to go. You don't need leeches on you. You need people to help advance you and your walk of faith for God. Know your surroundings. They took him and threw him in a pit, and then they went back to their father, and they brought that coat, and they knew it represents the identity of Joseph, the place of honor, the place of favor. So let's deal with some of the characters. I'm not going to go through characteristics. The character of Joseph. How can you maintain, after evil is done to you, how can you continue walking in purpose when those that are supposed to love you, they turn on you? Those are supposed to lift up your arms, forsaking you. How can you take the situation in the pit and make it a praise? How can you turn that pit into a praise when it seems like sorrow and darkness is overcoming you, and that sorrowful spirit is speaking, and it feels like God has abandoned you? Because if you've ever been in the pit, then you know the walls that surround you cuts off communication with others. So now Joseph is in a place where communication is cut off. And here he is. His brothers now is returning back to his father. And he got to look to his father eye to eye and say, Joseph, your beloved, the one you love, is no longer among the land of the living. Their brothers operate in deception and lies. It only takes one lie that's sown to bring discord and strife. So know the truth, because the truth does what? Exactly, sets you free. Now here he is, the brother returns, and they sow that seed of lying deception, and they take on a false pretense of grief. And now the father of Israel is broken in his spirit because he loved Joseph. And the only reason he knows that Joseph at this stage is truly dead is by the coat that he placed upon him, because he put that mantle. See, the devil's after that anointing, that mantle, that mission, and that mandate. And you need to cover that anointing, protect that anointing, ladies and gentlemen. That anointing is what sets you free. That anointing also brings breakthroughs in people's lives, or it brings deliverance to people's lives. Joseph is hated without a cause. He is favored by his brother, favored by his father. He didn't ask for it, but he was at the right place at the right time. Some things just happen whether you ask for it or not. God will put people in your lives to be a blessing to you. He'll put people in your lives to help you grow in the things of the Lord. So don't despise who is with you, but at the same time, mark those that walk among you. He's hated by his brothers. It didn't help him at all. He had favoritism from his father, which set him up to be thrown in the pit. And make it matters worse, he has dreams that his brothers are going to bow before. You can walk prematurely in the anointing and not understand timing. So understand timing of that, all right? Don't go out there and just broadcast your dreams to everybody if they have a limit mentality. Take the limits off of God. Brother Shambach, one of his greatest statements, take the limits off of God. And that is so true. Take the limits off of God. And don't share your dreams and vision, ministers, or whatever the case may be, the gift of the hell. Don't share everything that God's given you with everybody until that you can find a real friend that you can confide into and say, hey, I got your back no matter what. And you can let your hair down, all right? So Joseph go down to the very end. Fast forward, and he goes to Potiphar's house. Fast forward, now he's at Pharaoh's house. He's in second command. He goes from the pit to the palace. What am I saying? In the process of all this, now he was 17. He didn't arrive till he was 30. So it didn't happen overnight. Anything that God does prophetically does not happen overnight. You have to understand the terminology in the prophetic ministry. If God gave you a prophecy, you're going to be king. Hey, there's some javelins you're going to have to do. You're going to have to learn Saul's house. And if God like Joseph, if you're like Joseph, and he's giving you dreams, you gotta walk the process out. And the process may be the pit, Potiphar's house. He was falsely accused while being innocent. Potiphar's wife looked at him, ripped his garment, and now she began to accuse him falsely. He was at the right place, but at the wrong time. Now he's at Pharaoh's house. He's the prime minister over the prison. And now he's the prime minister over the house of all of Egypt and Pharaoh's house. And he interpreted dreams. He gave a strategy to prosperity. This is just highlighting, fast forwarding. But now he finds in a place that his brothers come to him and his family. And Genesis chapter 50, I deal with this as one of the teachings. You got to unmask your past in order to see your future. So let me say that again, repeat it verbatim. You got to unmask your past. God would never consult your past to determine your future. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how bad a sin you have sinned, or how devastating your past might have been, or what lifestyle, or whatever you have done. Joseph, in concluding this, just a highlight of this teaching, from the pit to the palace, he had to unmask his past. I don't care how anointed you are or what position you carry, until you're able to look at those that have betrayed you and said all manner of evil against you, and you can look at them in the love of Jesus and say, you know what, I love you, no matter what you've done. You meant it from harm, but God turned it around for good. The true testimony of Jesus, when you can love the unlovable. And yes, they put you in a pit. But God took from the pit, darkness, cut off communications. But he took you to a place of divine favor. Others forgotten you, but two years later, they remember your name. So it's not how many people that forgets you. It's whether or not God remembers you. Doesn't matter how many people forget you. It's when God remembers you. And as his prophet today, God is going to remember your labor and love. He's going to remember your sacrifices, your sowing, helping ministries financially, physically, whatever the case may be, He's going to do that for you because He loves you with the love of Christ. Let me pray for you. Let me believe God with you. Let's agree together. There's power in agreement. Matthew 18:19. What do you need God to do today for your life? What do you need Him to do for you? Because the angel that's on my right shoulder, tapping me on my right shoulder, is here with me today. Because many of you, like Joseph, you're in that pit and you're saying, God, when am I going to come out of that pit? It seemed like communication is cut off from me. It seemed like all hope is gone. Let me tell you something. When God starts calling you and anointing using you, you're going to be challenged. And I'm telling you something, there's going to be so much offered to you. But learn how to walk in the right doors at the right time in your life. Don't be like Joseph at the right door at the wrong time. And somebody takes your garment and yells out false accusation against you. But be in that place where you can recognize your identity. Because there are identity crises. You got to unmask your past in order to see your future. Extend your hands towards mine. Father, in the name of Jesus. Even somebody right now, you have pain in your left arm around the elbow area. It's like tenosynovitis. And you're having a lot of pain in your left shoulder, left arm. God is healing you. He's giving you a miracle. The next time you see, not going to call your name out, but you'll know who you are. Next time you see Dr. McCain, Dr. McCain's going to diagnose, and you're going to find there's a miracle breakthrough taking place with you. That's a Dr. Stevenson that's going to diagnose you, and you're going to find you don't have to worry about that lump in your breast, that cancer's leaving you, that tumor's leaving you. God's going to give you a miracle. I see miracles even with cancers being dissolved today. Tumors are dying. You're standing the gap for a loved one that's been diagnosed with cancer. And we curse that cancer. Even promise around the kidneys area. Dr. Thomas, when you diagnose, you're going to go to the office of Dr. Thomas. You're going to look up there and he's going to diagnose the side of your kidneys. You're going to find that God giving you a miracle in your kidney area. Also, too, there's several of you that have a kidney problem. God's going to give you a miracle. That's a breakthrough that's taking place. Someone, even around your neck area, around the L1, if you just begin to turn your neck, God's giving you a miracle right now. You was in a car accident, some type of accident, stiffness around your neck. Just begin to move it. It had to do with a white vehicle and a dark tan, like a dark color. It has some tan in it, but dark color vehicle. And right around the L1, the L2, the neck area, just begin to move it. Somebody's being healed in your collarbone area. You're being healed. Even in the left shoulder, you're being healed now in the name of Jesus. God giving you a miracle breakthrough. Even in Indiana, you're going to start. Indiana, I would encourage you. In my dreams, I saw the waters coming upon the land. It was a prophetic move of God. Get ready, because you're getting ready to see prophecy fulfilled over that great state of Indiana, even in Texas. Not just because I call these states out, because I'm seeing them through the word of knowledge. But I see where Texas, even your trying season, even your dry season, your dry spell, God's getting ready to call Texas to come to a place. You're going to start seeing everything that was stolen from you, everything that was taken from your lands. You're going to start recovering all. Get ready, Arizona. Around the Phoenix area, Sudan area, you're going to see the mighty move of God. Get ready, because Arizona, everything is getting ready. There's got ready to be an explosion, the fire of God. I encourage you, ministers, those in the Phoenix area, the Arizona area, the attack is over, the curse is broken. And even in Florida, are you ready to reap the rewards? Now, some of the states, you're in trying season. And I'm not a favoritism of states. Again, it's the word of knowledge is what the angel is telling me to say. If you have followed me in ministry, you know I'm not going to say nothing beyond what the angels speak. It's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So let me say that. The angel moves with me. But it's the Holy Ghost to operate His gifts through me and in me and about me. It's His gifts operating as He will, as He desires. We're going from the pit to the pots. You're not past possessed, you're future possessed. Thank you for loving Cook's Revival Ministry. Thank you for coming on board with me as a prophet of God. Thank you to all our friends and partners of this great ministry. It's not great because of Tracy. It's great because of you. I love you. Until the next time, Jesus loves you more. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Cook Revivals Presents. If you would like to help support the ministry, please visit cookrevivals.org. Loyal partners, such as yourself, give life to this ministry. We just want to take some time to say how much we appreciate you. Your partnership makes this ministry possible, and we can't say thank you enough. God bless, until next time.